listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
This is the last episode of recordings and reflections from our spring break service trip with Door Miami. It included four different campus ministries from Penn State: Westminster Presbyterian Fellowship, Lutheran Campus Ministry, Wesley Penn State, and Third Way Collective. All 19 of the people who came on this trip have a short reflection. We hope you enjoy.
My name is Shaquille Javins, and honestly, the thing I'll take with me is just how much help we were to all the people out here. The fact that we got to go all over to gardening, to helping out kids, to helping out the elderly, and still to this day, my favorite time was when I got to help out my boy, Demon, which his name was spelled Dilmer. He was probably the most exciting part of this trip because we connected so quickly, and he was just like, seemed like he was just a little brother to me. I would have to say again, the saddest moment was when we had to leave, and I promised him, like, hey, we'd stay here longer. And then when we had to leave, he just didn't want to talk to me because he was just like, I guess sad. I was like, hey, can I get a hug before I head out? And he gave me a hug, but it was just like, I could sense that there was some sadness there. And I wish I could have stayed longer. So, but what I'll take away from this is just the overall experience, as well as just living for the moment. Live for the moment and try to be involved with as much as possible while we were here. I just appreciate this whole trip. Oh, wait, another thing. Everyone who came here. I got to meet a lot of great people, and everyone on this trip connected so well. Like, I didn't see no real negatives. Like, it's awesome. I also learned everyone's name. That took a while, but I learned everyone's name.
I'm Brandon Bender. I don't know, I guess a new perspective on how I view the homeless community, since it was the first time I ever actually worked with any of them.
My name is Lamont Wright, and the thing that's going to stay with me through this trip is a program called the GATE program that goes on, and it's about a program that helps kids that gets weapons charges early on, usually around, youngest they said was around 8 years old, and most of the kids are around 13 to 14, and it's a program that shows them basically what's going to happen to them if they continue going down the road that they're going on. So they take them, like, to the morgue, and they show them, like, different things that are not really the glimpse and glamour of respecting your hood. And it stuck with me because I grew up in a bad environment, but I didn't become a product of my environment. And because of that, I was able to help those kids that became a product of, you know, my neighborhood. And I didn't have to be involved for them to respect me and listen to me and want to look up to me. So I talked to the coordinator, Mimi, as well as the assistant coordinator that's about to become the coordinator, Renee, and I told them that I was going to make some t-shirts for, like, the 80 kids that are coming down into the program later on this year. So I just wanted to help out and reach out and connect with him, and he said he'll help me start a program like that, or get an idea for a program like that to set a proposal for something in Pittsburgh. So that's probably the biggest thing that stuck with me, and a thing that I'm going to continue to work on as far as service and helping my community.
My name is Ben Weidman, campus pastor for Third Way Collective. What will stand out with me is the way that all of the issues that we tackled this week overlap with each other, the way that they engage just the many different layers of need in an urban context and how that all fits in.
I'm Kyle from Grace Lutheran, Lutheran Campus Ministry in Penn State, down here in Miami. My main lasting memory from this trip will be basically how important everything we've learned together is in a system, how it has to be brought into society together. And, like, with the GATE program, there's the incarceration rates we hear speak of in politics. And then with homelessness and, you know, like, joblessness, we see that also in politics being spoken of. And this being election cycle year, I think I'll carry these memories with my, you know, experiences here all the way past November and past the election and carry it on. And they will have a lasting impact on my mentality, I think.
I'm Owen Woodruff, and I think the thing that's going to last with me a lot is just how appreciative I am more and how aware I am more of how much I complain sometimes. And, you know, really just feeling this new drive to get out there and help people again.
Alicia Anderson, I serve as campus minister with Lutheran Campus Ministry, and I feel like I have so many things to say. I have to pull one of them out. And the differences and yet the similarities in the folks that we encountered and their needs, they're just, everybody's looking for safety and security for their families and to be able to care for themselves and the people they love. And we bring different cultures and different life experiences. And that somehow sometimes gets in the way. And if we can set aside our assumptions and just connect with the realities of our humanity together, it seems to transcend. And we came and sort of set aside our privilege and our tried to set aside our assumptions, and we're able to connect with people that we would probably never have connected with without a program and a project like this. So I'm really impacted by how powerful those encounters have been.
My name is Jomara. I'm a PhD student at Penn State. And what I will take from this trip is the idea that despite the world is really bad, God always provides someone like grace in people's heart to help the community, to help who needs help, provide support who needs the homeless people, the illegal undocumented immigrants, and He always provides support who is in need.
I'm Hannah Tarter, and the thing I'll take away from this trip is the, I guess, how blessed we all are to be so fortunate to go back to university and to have a bed to sleep in tonight, and the duty that we have as Christians and as fellow human beings just to look after one another, especially those in the streets.
My name is Abby Shipman. It's really difficult to pick just one thing that will stick with me, but I think the most important thing that I will take away from this trip is how important it is to keep an open mind and an open heart about the stories that people tell. And in our listening to their stories, we become a part of it, and we become a part of the telling of their story. So I think that's what I will take away from this trip.
I'm Peter Kang. My biggest takeaway from this week is how well as a group that we all work together to achieve common goals, and how open-minded as university students to different realities that are not our own normally. So I'll really keep that in mind and going on to more adventures and trying to help more people.
Diana Malcolm. I think my takeaway has to do with the students that we were with, their enthusiasm and their excitement. I'm really looking forward to seeing them around campus, hearing what they are bringing home from this trip, how they are going to equip their peers at Penn State with the knowledge of what it means to care for others and to help the marginalized and the oppressed. I think this group has pulled together well and has really expressed a strong spirit of compassion and unity, and I think that speaks volumes for who they were as Penn State students and how much they're going to affect the places that they go back to in our community.
I am Michael Simmons, and the lasting memory, even though we did so much, the thing that stuck with me is when Michelle said, if everyone is just like you where you were living, you should probably move.
I'm Abby Roots, the other Abby, and I don't have like one specific memory necessarily, but I think my takeaway message for the week is, and I know I've said this like a million times to a lot of people, but like just that there's a lot of different ways to serve, and it took me a while to get used to, you know, the idea of just kind of sitting around and talking to people as service. But, you know, seeing the smile on people's faces, like, just like the variety of different things we did really goes to show that there really are, like, a million different ways to serve, and that can be one of them.
My name is Jen, and my biggest takeaway is I always just think when I'm serving with a group of young adults in this capacity, like, the picture of hope, that there's people, that the future are in, the hands of the future are in, and that they are good, and that they are working towards bringing justice and bringing kindness and bringing love to people and seeing the world in a different way. And yeah, so just again, fills me with hope.
I'm Deborah Adwale, and what I took away from this trip is that I hate guacamole, air mattresses, sleeping on floors and balconies. People aren't that bad, alligators don't do much, and it's nice to help the homeless.
I'm Erin Sackstetter, and I'm a senior in psychology at Penn State. Yeah, I guess my takeaway from this week is that it's really, really hard to sleep like on the ground and on mats, especially when you're having health problems. And like, I'm just really glad that I have a bed, and I wish I was there now.
My name's Adam Williamson. And my biggest takeaway from the trip was that there is a lot of stories everywhere you go, but the biggest thing about all these stories and all the things that people do is that it should always like help inspire you to move forward with what you're doing, and let that movement be something else that can inspire and help other people along their journeys.
My name is David Falk, and I would say my biggest takeaway from the trip is never stay comfortable. Be willing to step outside of your comfort zone so you can learn and grow. And having that attitude helps prevent you from having a single story about any group of people, and to challenge the assumptions that you have, assumptions that maybe you grew up because of your education, because of what your parents said, friends said, even what your church has raised you with. And so I would say that having that mentality can really help you to have an open mind, heart, and soul when it comes to listening to the stories and experiences of the diverse people in our world.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.